Hello, I'm Micah, aka Knob Twister, a host from the podcast you're about to fill your ear holes with. My co-host, Dustin, aka Sofa Sitter, and I research, read, and discuss fairy tales worldwide. The episodes are 60% fun, 10% educational, and 37% crazy. But alas, all good things do end, and Tales of Bedlam disappeared for a few years. So please disregard any reference to a website or announcements during the episode. For more fairy tale fun, follow, like, and share us on Instagram and Facebook at Tales of Bedlam, or visit our website from the link in the show notes. Enjoy the show! Welcome to Tales of Bedlam. I'm your host, Micah.
I'm Batman.
And we have two special hosts with us today.
Special guests. They're so special.
Hi, I'm Batman's wife.
Ooh, it's wow. Mrs. Batman.
Mrs. Batman. And I'm Knob Twister's wife.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Getting weird already.
That's bad.
Gee, ladies.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, no.
We decided to have our wives sit in for a couple of our recordings, and today we're doing The Three Journeymen, which is a Grimm's fairy tale.
Lovely. The Three Journeymen.
Yes.
And we only have two men here.
Yes.
And two wonderful ladies.
And one of them's narrating, so we have some lovely ladies that have to talk like gentlemen.
Patriarchal.
But before we get started, I'd like to remind you all that we are going to be at VisionCon in Springfield, Missouri.
May.
Yes, I almost made that mistake again. May 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you want to purchase tickets, go to our website at talesofbedlam.com.
Click on the link.
Yeah.
See who's going to be there. Daryl from Walking Dead's going to be there.
Oh, Daryl.
It's not really him, though.
It's not really him, which Dustin pointed out in our last episode.
He looks just like him, though. Just like him.
Really? Where did you see him?
On the website. Oh. Go to talesofbedlam.com and click on the VisionCon link. You can see him as well.
Yes, and if you're there at talesofbedlam.com, please go ahead and leave a comment on one of your favorite episodes.
Oh, yeah, we like that a lot.
And Dustin will comment back to you.
I will. I say nice things.
All the time. So without further ado, let's start the three journeymen.
Like a dude.
Wow.
There were once three journeymen who had agreed to stay together during their travels and to always work in the same city. They were best buds.
They were bros.
Yet after a while, their masters couldn't pay them, and eventually they had nothing to live on and were reduced to rags.
What shall we do?
Said the first.
We can't stay here any longer.
Said the second.
Let's I worry this is going to take hours. deep breaths.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Let's set out on our travels again. Then, if we don't find any work in the next city we come to, we'll part ways.
Said the third.
We're six lines in, people.
Sorry. Okay.
But before we do that, let's arrange with the innkeeper. That way we write to him about our whereabouts, so that each of us can get news of the others through him.
That's a good plan.
Then we can separate.
His companions thought that this was the best solution. While they were still conversing with one another, a richly clad gentleman came upon them and asked them who they were.
We're journeymen and are looking for work.
We've been together until now, but since we can't find any work, we're going to part ways.
Oh,
there's no need for that, said the man.
Oh,
if you'll do what I tell you, you'll have more than enough money to work. In fact, you'll become respected gentlemen, and will be able to drive around in carriages.
Ruh-roh.
Just as long as we won't be endangering our souls and salvation, we'll do whatever you want.
This is not going to end well, I tell you right now.
No,
responded the man.
I won't make any claims on your souls.
However, one of the journeymen had been looking at the man's feet, and when he caught sight of a horse's hoof and a human foot, he didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Creepy.
Liars.
But the devil said,
you have nothing to fear. I am not interested in your souls, but in someone else's.
Creep.
And he's already half mine. And his time is about to run out.
What?
Since they now felt safe.
What?
That feels safe.
Well, that was their first mistake. They agreed to the devil's proposal. That was their second mistake.
Here we go.
And told them what he wanted them to do.
No, this doesn't end well.
The first journeyman was to answer every question with,
all three of us.
The second with,
for the money.
The third with,
that's all right.
These answers were to be given one after the other, but the men were not allowed to say anything else.
Well, how bizarre is that?
Jeez.
They agreed to this?
Well, I guess he's kind of telling the terms after they agree.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have asked first, well, what is it I have to do?
Right?
Yeah. Flay myself?
Or they needed to call the lawyers.
Don't tell me what to say.
Rumpelstiltskin skin.
What?
Don't tell me what to say. I don't like to be told what to say.
Oh.
That's what I would say.
To the devil?
Mm. To the devil, yeah. You're not the boss of me.
So they were not allowed to say anything else. If they didn't follow the devil's instructions, then all their money would disappear immediately.
Ruh-roh.
But as long as they followed them, their pockets would always be full. This is kind of like bearskin.
Well, it doesn't seem very onerous, but that might lead to some awkward situations. When every question you're answered, you have to say, all three of us for the money, that's all right?
Yeah, it will.
Where's the bathroom? Weird. All three of us for the money, that's all right.
At the outset, the devil gave them as much money as they could carry and told them to stop at such and such an inn in the next city.
Such and such.
Such and such.
I've been there.
It's a great place. They have good much and much beers.
Yeah.
It's like that place we just came from, you know, my grandpa.
The cemetery?
No. You know, what? My grandpa answers with, where did we just come from, grandpa? Yeah, I know. That place we just came from. The such and such inn.
The such and such place.
Such and such.
By the way, we actually spend our time at 417 Tap House here in Springfield, Missouri.
Cha-ching.
That's an unashamed plug.
Cha-ching.
You're welcome, Zach and Harry.
Burgers. Yummy burgers and fries are the best.
I like their pasta.
If they don't overcook them.
Beer.
Yeah, they can't overcook them.
Mm-hmm. When they got there, the innkeeper went over to them and asked, what do you want to eat? The first one answered,
all three of us. That's confusing.
Yes, said the innkeeper. That's what I assume.
For the money,
said the second. Obviously, said the innkeeper.
And that's all right,
said the third. Of course it's all right, said the innkeeper. They received something good to eat and drink, and the service was good. After the meal, they had to pay. The innkeeper brought the bill to one of them.
All three of us,
said the first.
For the money,
said the second.
And that's all right,
said the third. Of course it's all right, said the innkeeper. All three of you must pay. I can't serve anyone without money.
What?
Then they paid him, but gave him much more money. There's that such and such, much, much.
Much more.
Money than he had charged.
That was
because
nice
he brought
them.
Him.
He gave him a good tip.
A bill, but all three of them were paying separately, so.
True.
He got paid three times. Interesting twist. The other guests at the inn observed this and said, Those fellas must be crazy.
Crazy.
They're crazy.
That's exactly what they are, said the innkeeper. They're not particularly smart in the head, if you know what I mean.
Nice.
That's not nice.
No.
Oh, we forgot to mention that Mrs. Batman is a
head shrinker.
Is a what?
Head shrinker.
I'm not a head shrinker. I'm a mind expander.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Jeez,
we
get it
get
right.
Her started. The journeymen stayed at the inn for some time, and they said nothing but...
All three of us. For the money.
And...
That's all right.
However, they watched and knew everything that happened there.
Now, you got to pause there for a minute. I thought the deal was he had to answer every question.
Yeah.
Answer right. Every question, not just say that all the time.
Dustin.
All right.
That's the only thing I'm allowed to say is all three of us.
Yeah. For the money.
Well, you'll have your line down by the end.
That's all right.
That's all right.
We should start doing that.
Okay. Oh, it's up on me again.
You know, it would be fun. We should all go to the bar one night.
And just say nothing
about
that?
Say,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All three of us.
For the money.
When there's four of us, that'd be weird. They'd be like, what? For the money. That's all right.
That's all right.
Well, I'll have to come up with something to say. I like banana peels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'd get kicked out pretty quick.
No, as we know the owners.
Joetta would be like, what is going on, guys?
They'd be like, oh, that's just
that's
them.
Just the previous Shazwells. Oh, crap.
Whoa.
Batman, I mean, Mrs. and Mr. Batman.
Don't be stalking.
Where am I?
That's my line.
Yep. However, I already said that. Go ahead.
He's black.
Here we go.
That's right.
So sorry.
One day, a great merchant happened to enter the inn. He was carrying a lot of money.
Mm.
A lot of money with him, and said, mm-hmm. Innkeeper, I want you to keep my money for me. Those three crazy journeymen are here, and they might steal it from me.
All three of us.
That was a leap.
So they had a reputation, I think. I wonder how long they'd been there at this point.
Mm.
The innkeeper took the money bag, and as he carried it up to the room, he felt it was heavy with gold.
Sweet.
So he gave the three journeymen a room downstairs, while the merchant was to have a special room upstairs.
Privilege.
At midnight, when the innkeeper thought they were all sleeping, he and his wife took an axe and went and beat the merchant to death.
Goodness. Whoa, whoa, what? What?
I'm glad I'm a journeyman now.
I'm all for married couples doing things together.
They're not butchering each other with an axe. Oh my gosh.
Well, are you guys free this next weekend?
Jeez.
Not to go
get
to
my fence done.
Not to go to such and such inn and murder people.
After the murder, they went back to bed.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I guess it didn't bother them.
You get a nice night's sleep. You got your calories out.
They just totally compartmentalized that.
Yeah. The next morning, there was a great commotion.
Hmm.
The merchant lay dead in bed, swimming in blood.
Oh, this is gruesome.
All the guests gathered together quickly, and the innkeeper said, "The three crazy journeymen did this."
The guests confirmed this and said, "It couldn't have been anyone else."
No.
Like the innkeeper and his crazy wife.
The innkeeper summoned the journeymen and said to them, "Did you kill the merchant?"
All three of us.
Wow.
Said the first one.
For the money.
Nice.
Said the second.
And that's all right.
Said the third.
Jerks.
You've all heard it now, said the innkeeper. They themselves have confessed.
That didn't work out very
well.
That
devil got us.
The journeymen were taken to the prison and were to be put on trial. When they saw that things were getting serious, they became afraid. But the devil came that night and said,
"Just hold out one more day and don't throw away your good luck. Not a hair on your heads will be touched."
The next morning they were brought before the court and the judge asked,
"Are you the murderers?"
"All three of us."
"Why did you kill him?"
"For the money."
"You villains," said the judge. "Didn't you dread committing such a sin?"
"That's all right."
"They've confessed and are still unrepentant. as well, said the judge. Execute them right away.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
I want to read the end now. So they were
Don't trust the devil.
Well, I don't think that we need to be told not to trust the devil, but apparently these morons did.
Kidding.
So they were conducted outside, and the innkeeper was obliged to join the group of witnesses. The executioner's assistants took hold of the journeymen and led them up onto the scaffold, where the executioner was waiting for them with a bare sword. Mm. That would be a naked sword, not a giant hairy mammal sword. Just thought I'd clarify.
Wow.
Just then, a coach drawn by four blood-red foxes appeared. What? What? A coach drawn by... I read that right, right?
Four?
Yes.
Blood-red foxes?
Yes.
Is that a tiny coach or these huge foxes?
These are huge blood-red foxes.
From hell.
Here we go. Whoa. You spoil. And it was moving so rapidly that sparks flew away from the pavement. Someone was waving a white cloth from the window, and the executioner said, "Pardon is coming! Pardon! Pardon!" was also the cry from the coach.
Then the devil, dressed in splendid fashion, as a distinguished gentleman, stepped out of the coach and said,
"You three are innocent. You may now tell us what you saw and heard."
Weird. Then the oldest said,
"We didn't kill the merchant. The murderer is standing among us."
And he pointed to the innkeeper. Thither the youngest said,
"If you want proof, go into his cellar, where you'll find other bodies hanging."
Whoa, serial killer.
Whoa.
"He's killed those people as well."
What is this Bates Motel business going on here? What's going on? So the judge sent the executioner's assistant to the cellar, and they found everything exactly as the journeyman had said. When they reported this to the judge, he ordered the executioner to cut off the innkeeper's head on the scaffold.
Lovely. What about the innkeeper's wife?
They always get away with it.
What?
What?
Wow. What?
Then the devil...
Sure you.
Wow, that's recorded, you know. Then the devil said to the three journeymen,
"Now I have the soul that I wanted. You're all free and shall have money for the rest of your lives."
All three of us?
Whoa, you've gone off script.
Oh,
I was saying, what?
For the money?
For the money?
That's all right. So that worked out pretty good for the... usually when you make a deal with the devil, it doesn't end up well. Worked out pretty good for these guys.
Well, my moral question to ask of this is, would it be right to assist the devil in obtaining souls?
Of the serial killer? Sure. He had a basement full of bodies, dude. You ever watched Dexter?
True, for the greater good. But they didn't know that as they were going into it. No, I would never make a deal with the devil.
I don't know.
For any reason.
Could have ended up a lot worse. I mean,
usually ends up a lot worse.
They did get paid. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Their story, it ends well. They get paid for the rest of their lives, but they didn't know that going into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not making deals with the devil. I've read enough of these.
No.
That's the first one that's ended up fairly well. Unless grandma gets involved.
Grandma's.
The devil's grandma.
The devil's grandma.
So if you liked today's episode, please go to our website at www.talesofbedlam.com and leave us a comment on this episode, which is The Three Journeymen. If you like these lovely ladies.
Lovely ladies.
Helping us out.
They're lovely.
Maybe comment about it. You can also tweet us at Tales of Bedlam.
Tweet.
Batman loves tweets.
Tweet
yes.
me.
Yes, he does.
Tweet, or Facebook.
Tweet for us, yeah. Bat.
Tweet me.
Man.
Instagram. Are you guys on Instagram yet?
Yeah, and don't we forget, got Instagram.
Come visit us at VisionCon here in Springfield, Missouri.
We'll be there.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.